Watcha! It's Mike Wynn, and it's this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Welcome! You'd have had to have been living in a cave to have missed the death of André Previn at the very end of February. This week, we'll pay tribute to his rather overlooked jazz career. André Previn crossed lots of musical boundaries, film scores, jazz, classical, even opera. And therein lies part of his problem. He was the perennial outsider and was never truly accepted in any one genre. Interestingly, reading the two full-page obit in The Times, there's more wordage about his appearance on the Morecambe and Wise show than his entire jazz career. Was it really the funniest sketch ever on television? But in his jazz days, early in his career, and then sporadically later on as well, he did record some memorable music. This November 45 recording was in Hollywood, where he was composing film scores, and it was a formidable lineup: Howard McGee, trumpet; the future Ellingtonian, Willie Smith, alto; Vido Musso, tenor; Previn, piano; Eddie Shafraniski, bass; and Lester Young's brother, Lee, drums. We heard I Found a New Baby. One of my fave Previn albums is his version of West Side Story. Thank you. Something's Coming from West Side Story, recorded in LA, August 59. Previn piano, Red Mitchell bass, Shelly Mann drums. The resultant contemporary LP sold well, and Previn had lots in common with West Side Story's composer Leonard Bernstein. Previn was born Ludwig Andreas Pruin in Berlin at the time of the emergence of the Nazis before World War II. Previn's parents were successful Russian Jews, father a lawyer, but they were non-religious. Previn said of his childhood that he would never have known he was Jewish, except that they threw rocks at me in the street. Eventually, the Pruins had to flee Nazi Germany in 1938, first to Paris and then the west coast of America, LA, where the teenage Andre started by playing piano in the local cinema. It's vocal time.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory. The way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way you smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never, never meet again on that bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away. They can't take that. They can't take that away from me.
And that's from a New York City, May 83, recorded Pablo album called Nice Work If You Can Get It, and subtitled Ella Fitzgerald and Andre Previn Do Gershwin, which is a bit hard on the only other member of the group who's made to feel second class, as he's the only one not name-checked in the title. And it's NHOP, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen. The Benny Green liner notes call NHOP's contribution tactful support. In 83, Ella, of course, could have chosen any major jazz pianist. And in 83, Previn was very well established in the classical world, having had an 11-year stint as musical director with the LSO, London Symphony Orchestra, by this stage. Big band time.
Yeah.
That was Buddy Bregman, Louis Isidore Buddy Bregman. He was a composer and arranger who moved into the management side of the record business. He was head of A&R for Verve Records and later became musical director for various TV musical shows. So his recorded output is limited. And this LA December 56 recorded Verve LP, Swinging Kicks, is, I think, his best jazz album. Previn alternates on the piano with Paul Smith throughout the album. Previn here on Barda Blues. It's obviously a big band, so I'll just list the reeds. Herb Geller and Bud Shank, altos. Georgie Old, Bob Cooper and Ben Webster, tenors. Jimmy Dufery, baritone. And, with stars like Maynard Ferguson, Pete Candoli, Frank Rossellini scattered around in the brass section. This next song is Who? The Jerome Kern, Oscar Hammerstein song. Otto Harbach helping Hammerstein with the lyrics on the 1925 song Who? from the musical Sunny. Recorded in September 58 in Hollywood. Benny Goodman, the leader on clarinet, Previn piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Leroy Vinegar bass and Frank Capp drums. Fabulous interplay between them. Previn's renowned for his one-liners, again to the annoyance of some of the classical crowd. But for me, his most famous observation refers to his idol Duke Ellington and the Duke's non-standard way of coaxing the best out of his musos in unconventional ways. Quote, "You know, Stan Kenton can stand in front of 1,000 fiddles and 1,000 brass and make a dramatic gesture, and every studio arranger can nod his head and say, 'Oh yes, that's done like this.' But Duke merely lifts his finger, 3 horns make a sound, and I don't know what it is." Unquote. And here's a very different Previn number.
Oh!
a great CD on the Angel label called What Headphones, recorded in 93. It was difficult to choose a song, as all 11 are fantastic. Quite different. Four are Ellington Strayhorn combos, three by Previn, and I chose You Never Gave Up On Me. Words and music by V. Michael Mackay. Previn piano, Ray Brown bass, Mundell Lowe guitar, Grady Tate drums, and the Antioch Baptist Choir. You Never Gave Up On Me. Towards the end, they are joined by Warren Vache, cornet. Time for a show tune. Lerner and Lowe's I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face, My Fair Lady, of course, from an August 56 LA recording session under the leadership of drummer Shelley Mann. But for the most part, that was almost a piano solo. So subtle were the contributions by the drummer and the bassist, Leroy Vinegar. Wonderful. Here's an Andre Previn compo. Thank you. a joint co-leader, RCA LP with Shorty Rogers called Collaboration. Although, to contradict myself immediately, it's really Shorty Rogers' album. Recorded June 54 in LA. That was a Previn compo, 40 degrees below. Goodness, that's cold. Shorty trumpet, Milt Bernhard trombone, Bud Shank alto, Bob Cooper tenor, Jimmy Jufrey baritone, Andre Previn piano, obviously, Curtis Counts bass and Shelly Mann yet again drums. Reading a couple of obits, there is so much detail of his personal life, which Previn did not encourage. He was a quiet and almost monosymbolic interviewee. Previn did not encourage the press, which of course in turn made them all that much keener to find out the details of his private life. But he had five wives, and that kept him in the news, especially Dori Previn, the singer-songwriter, and Mia Farrow, the actress, and their family, of course. Previn's music, and his jazz in particular, is almost secondary. But, as we've heard this week, he was a very good jazz pianist, as we're going to hear again now. To be churlish there, you could easily be critical of the abuse of strings on Duke Ellington's What Am I Here For? What am I saying? It's me being churlish. This Columbia LP is called A Touch of Elegance, the music of Duke Ellington. We established that Previn was a huge fan of Ellington earlier, so this is a great album. Heavy on strings, maybe. Previn piano, Red Mitchell bass, Frank Capp drums. Recorded March 61 in LA, plus the 20 string orchestra, I must add. Here's a nine-tet. We'll be right back. A Lone Hill CD of various dates and lineups, but all featuring flugelhornist John Grass. I have it filed under Mulligan. This is part of a series of albums featuring or celebrating John Grass's work in the mid-50s. This one's Jazz Studio 3-4. They start at 1 and end at 6 and then adopt a different set of titles. We heard Charleston, recorded LA, Jan 55, and featuring the so-called Nine-Tet. Conti Candoli, trumpet, John Grass, flugelhorn, as we know. Zoot Sims, tenor. Charlie Mariano, alto. Jimmy Dufry, baritone. You Know Who, Andre Previn, piano. Howard Roberts, guitar. Curtis Counts, bass. Larry Bunker, drums. I wanted to play you Groove Juice, best song on the album, but Claude Williamson had taken over the piano stool by then. So, another week. A vocal again. Lovely, When I Grow Too Old to Dream, a Romberg Hammerstein classic from 1934, and it's from a contemporary LP called Taint Nobody's Business If I Do, starring Miss Helen Humes, and it was her very first album in her own name, and precedes what was a very popular set at the Newport Jazz Festival a few months later. The album was recorded Feb 59, Newport July 59. Benny Carter was the leader of the band, and he's on trumpet. Trumpet throughout this album. Frank Rossellino, trombone, Teddy Edwards, tenor, Andre Previn, piano, Leroy Vinegar, bass, and Shelley Mann, drums. Yes, some of these musos have been on several songs this week, the core of the West Coast LA scene of the late 50s. This next song is from a 3-LP box set called The Playboy Jazz All-Stars. That was Stereo Stomp, written by Benny Goodman. Benny clarinet, Barney Kessel guitar, Andre Previn piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Frank Capp drums. Same lineup as we heard earlier. This was recorded in September 58 in Hollywood, inevitably. There are 3 LPs in this box set, the Playboy Jazz All-Stars, with a total of 32 bands. At first glance, you could think it's a live concert, but no, they were all numbers that these various bands had recorded over the previous 12 months. It was Playboy's 3rd annual jazz poll, and these are all the 32 poll winners, Benny Goodman having obviously won the top clarinetist poll. There is something of a West Coast bias, though. Shelley Mann topped the drummers section with 4 times as many votes as Buddy Rich. Stan Kenton had twice as many votes as Ellington. What? Previn came 3rd in the piano poll, behind Errol Garner and Dave Brubeck, but, ahead of Shearing, Peterson, Ellington, Basie, Jamal, Monk, Teddy Wilson. We've had Andre Previn in almost every possible lineup so far this week, except solo piano. Thank you. an Andrei Previn compo, Andrei's Blues, solo piano by Previn in 2007. In his latter years, Previn came back to jazz more frequently, and several times with bassist David Fink. Here they are together. Duke Ellington's Come Sunday, recorded October 2000, live at the Jazz Standard in New York City. Andrei Previn piano, David Fink bass. Magic. My original plan was to play Previn every other song this week, but his range and variety is quite extraordinary, so I think he deserved the entire show, don't you? And we end with him and tenor giant Ben Webster, just the two of them. Kix is in love.
Thank you.
Huge thanks to you for joining me. Huge thanks to André Previn for a lifetime's music. And we never even touched on his classical career. But that's not our job. Hope you can rejoin me, Mike Wynne, again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please, take care. Be well.